This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and the state is trying to resume life as normal, but if you go out, stay safe, be cognizant of others, and just use some common sense, I think is the best thing I can say. And I was going through my email, and I came across, you know, an email from people that I get quite often and just quite love, to be honest with you. Connecticut Historical, you know, CT Landmarks. CT Landmarks has so many things going on across the state. But what has happened with CT Landmarks? They are still around, and joining me this morning is Jana Colasino. And I saw one thing, and I was like, oh, there's some cool stuff going on. But we've been talking, and there's so much great things going on. You guys are doing a great job trying to fulfill the need of people that want to get outdoors. So thank you for joining me this morning, Jana. How you been?
I'm doing well, Joey. Thanks for having us and giving us this opportunity to let people know what we still do have happening with Connecticut Landmarks.
And that's the thing. I mean, there are so many things, and you're the Connecticut Landmark Hartford educator. So educate us on some of the things that are coming on and going on with Connecticut Landmarks.
Well, I think one place that people feel comfortable going right now is outside. And coming up today at 12 o'clock on Sunday is Connecticut Historic Gardens Day. And this is a celebration of 15 historic gardens across the state. And one of the exciting things is Connecticut Landmarks has three of these gardens. So our Butler McCook House in Hartford, our Bellamy Faraday House in Bethlehem, and our Phelps Hathaway House in Suffield will all be open today from 12 to 4 for people to tour the gardens. We're definitely following all of the Connecticut guidelines for safe gatherings. So we are asking that people, they can still do it this morning, register on Eventbrite for a time slot. Otherwise, if you show up, we will have to make sure that we have space in the garden to let people in. But these gardens, this has been a fantastic year for gardens. I can't tell you how gorgeous they have looked this year. Maybe it's just I've been outside a lot more and have noticed a lot, but I have heard from a lot of people the weather was fantastically favorable for gardens. So our roses are blooming, our peonies were gorgeous, and a lot of people have been volunteering their time to make sure they look really good. So it's a great day to come out and enjoy all of our historic gardens.
And that's one thing, you know, people are, you know, at the beginning, everyone was staying home. But now people are getting that itch to go outside. And I've seen it at the state parks or the blue trails and stuff like that. People are really getting back to enjoying the outdoors. People forgot how relaxing and enjoyable just being outdoors could be. You know, walk through these gardens, take it in, you know, the proverbial stop and smell the roses, take your time. People can actually do that. So it's great that the gardens are opening back up this afternoon. People can get out to them. And there's so many other things. One thing I really want, the Nathan Hale House. I love that place. And there's and you guys are doing a great job keeping it going.
Yeah, Nathan Hale Homestead is one of my favorite Connecticut Landmarks houses. They have done for the, this will be the third year, the Flag Field for Heroes. And, you know, Nathan Hale is our Connecticut state hero. And people can buy a flag to honor someone for their family or a friend who's been in the military service, a veteran, or just a hero in their own life. And the flags will be up from July 4th until July 24th. But on Saturday, July 4th, at 10 a.m., they're going to have a special opening ceremony at that flag field. So again, it's going to be outside, but there'll be a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence on the front steps of the homestead. There's also a very special poem, like an epic poem about Nathan Hale that we like to read out there that will be read as well. They're going to have patriotic fife music. I know a lot of people have missed parades this year. So if you've got an itching to hear fife and drum, we'll definitely have the fife going out there. And you can call the Nathan Hale Homestead or email them at hale@ctlandmarks.org if you're interested in buying a flag. They're $10, but they record every person who has had a flag purchased for them in a special book that they keep out there. And the Coventry VFW is helping at the Hale Homestead with this. And it's a really wonderful event. I purchased flags for my grandparents, who are both World War II veterans. this year. So that's pretty exciting.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the thing. The Connecticut, the history of Connecticut, there's so much history in this state. You know, places like that and the Amos Bull House and your other properties, it kind of lets people see where we came from. I mean, that's something I think Connecticut Landmarks does a great job doing. And, you know, the gardens and the home tours, and this is just awesome. The declaration reading, you know, that the founding piece of paper that founded this country, you know, we can't forget about that. We wouldn't be here. I mean, small semi-political tangent, people might have disagreements with it, but that's where it started. No one can deny that. And I mean, the fact that you guys keep these things alive, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing about Connecticut Landmarks. We've got a couple of our other sites, the Phelps Hathaway House and Garden and the Hempstead Houses will be doing declaration readings as well. So to get all those details, I would recommend going to our website, ctlandmarks.org, to find out about the times. Some of them have rain dates. But I think that's a really special thing about the 4th of July, to read the declaration. Connecticut did have such an important role in the founding of this nation. The Phelps Hathaway House has been offering a lecture series. We had our first lecture last Thursday, and they've got a few more lectures coming up about the American Revolution and how the Connecticut River Valley area was an important part of that. So I would recommend, if you've got any history buffs out there, to check that out.
You know, like, we all had to figure out how to, you know, do the homeschooling this year. What better than an on-site historical history lesson?
Absolutely. And if parents are still looking for things for their kids to do, we've got history camps at our Nathan Hale and Phelps Hathaway houses. But this year, you don't even have to live in those areas because they're going to be virtual camps. So our interpreters are putting together packages to send to the families or for them to pick up. And then we'll be creating video content and doing Zoom calls. So it won't be an all-day camp. But if you're looking for something to occupy your kids for a couple hours a day, we've got a virtual summer sampler camp for kids 11 to 15 at Phelps Hathaway. Nathan Hale is doing their colonial camp. And then there's a camp at Phelps also for younger campers, Colonial Adventure. So again, I check out our website if you're interested in that. But our camp programs are wonderful. We've got kids who want to come back year after year. So it'll be a little different, but I think it'll still be a lot of fun and give kids something to do so maybe mom or dad can have a little break.
And that's one of the things, too, like with a lot of these camps going virtual, I talked to someone about this where, you know, you always, there's that friend you meet at camp and you might live in the same area because you go to the same area camp. But like you said, you don't have to live in these areas. You can make virtual pen pals with someone halfway across the state or all the way across the state. So it's being open to different things. I think it's really cool that, you know, camps kind of added this virtual aspect to them. You get to do a little bit more and meet a few more people.
Yeah, I think that's been true. It hasn't been everybody's favorite to do everything virtually, but I think it opens our programs to people who wouldn't necessarily be able to drive, say, an hour and a half to New London or something for our Juneteenth. If you can jump on Facebook Live or Zoom, it makes a lot of things more accessible to people. So that's been a real upside, if you want to look at it that way. We had a great attendance for our Juneteenth event through Facebook Live. So that was really good.
And that's one of the things, you know, the Connecticut Landmarks, they're landmarks, they're historical, but yet you're kind of taking that next step into the technological era. So it's kind of neat to see the old meets new and keeping the tradition going. And I mean, you know, one thing we can kind of look a little bit in the crystal ball, there's going to be more things to come. And one of the things I'm excited, as you are the summer concerts. I know we don't have all the information. We'll get that information out to people, but it's coming.
Yeah, we are hoping to offer our Sunset Sounds concert series at the Butler McCook Amos Bull campus, starting with the last Thursday in July and then the first two Thursdays in August. I know musicians are anxious to get back and play in some live music, and I know there's an audience that wants to hear it too. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to offer our summer concert series. We've got Ed Fast and Conga Bop, Orice Jenkins and Jocelyn Pleasant and the Lost Tribe lined up. And so we'll have more information. So again, check our website. We'll post details there to keep people informed.
So again, joining me this morning is Jana Colasino, the Connecticut Landmarks Hartford educator. You have educated us on a lot of the events going on in Hartford area, the Connecticut Landmarks houses all over the state and properties. There's so much going on. And, you know, like we've said, people are getting outdoors, and I think it's fantastic. You know, the weather has been very cooperative. Spring was a little confused. You know, we had snow in April and didn't know what was going on there, but it's kind of leveled off. We've had some great weather. It's a little humid for my liking. I like the snow. I'm not normal. I get that. I like the cold and snow. But the weather has been perfect to get outside, visit some of these places. If you can't visit them in place, the virtual tours. There's so much history here in Connecticut. So I appreciate you joining me again, Jana. Is there anything, you know, we've plugged the website. Is there, I've been asking this to a lot of people. Is there one hidden gem, we'll say in Connecticut landmarks, that you think people don't know enough about that they should really check out?
Oh boy, I have to be selfish. And I have to say the two Hartford properties, the Butler McCook House and the Isham Terry House, that sits right on I-84. A lot of people see that building and they don't know what it is. But we're looking to open in mid-July, so keep checking our website and find out information and come visit those two houses in Hartford, because they really are hidden gems.
See, that's what this is all about, getting people out and about in Connecticut. Again, Jana Colasino, the Connecticut Landmarks Hartford educator, joining me this morning. Check out their website, because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.